All right, we have plenty of fake names coming in.
I forgot to play Matchbox 20 here.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
We can do that next. It's okay. All right, let's go through some of these. Craig says Omaha's best head. All right.
Okay.
Luke says the Devil's Crotch Brewery.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
I would not drink from that.
Mike says Squirrely Nut.
That's a little funny.
See, all of these are just turning very sexual. Matt says Moist Crevice. Like, come on.
Guy, what are you doing?
Normally, you have the brewery, and then the beer names are the ones where it's like the weird stuff.
Yeah, like Frosty Peak Brewery.
Yeah, now there you go.
That's a Colorado brewery.
Reg says Between Two Bushes.
Why is everyone getting... Why? Do we need to bonk people?
Moist Oyster Brewing Company.
Not the Moister.
Make sure to try the Juicy IPA. See, now John's not listening because he just sent in a bunch about us. Josh's Snow Is Done Saloon, Nick's F1 No Pass Pub, and Lula Hammered.
Ooh, I kind of like Lula
Hammered. No Pass Pub is kind of cool.
Go Pass Pub's a good bar name.
Yeah.
Lula Hammered is yeah, I would name
that's
anything.
That's like a type of beer, I think, a Lula Hammered. Keith says Bumpy Log.
That's more on theme.
Yeah, see, that's definitely what we were hoping for. Yeah. Justin says Scott Frost Golden Tea Brewery.
It's a little wordy.
Katie says Southern Salt Creek Brewing Company. Every beer has a salty finish. My God.
It's not that hard.
Yep. That's what she said.
Nice.
By the way, a couple people pointed out White Elm, which is in Lincoln. That's another one that, you know.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah,
it's an adjective and a nature
see,
thing.
Dan, what are you doing? Erect River Brewing? Come on!
Rivers can't even be erected.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Will says
work.
Throbbing Knob LTD. So, a Throbbing Knob Limited Cream Stout. Like,
Come on.
Guys.
Will.
These are
Nick, how horny are all of our listeners?
I don't know. Everybody needs to go to horny jail.
Jeez.
We're making fun of the hipster outdoorsy names.
Yeah.
We're not making weird sex jokes.
Everyone
names.
Just wants to...
I've got a couple, too.
All right, Nick.
Bad Beaver Brewing.
Yep, see, people... Wow, get your heads out of the gutter, folks.
Furry Bush's Local and Lovely Brewing. What
in the hell?
Who's going to a bar named that?
What's wrong with you people?
Yeah. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, Jonathan says Jiggling Jackrabbit's Ass.
What?
Now, Jiggling Jackrabbit's...
Jiggling Jackrabbit's
a good one.
Definitely
but
sounds...
Why did you have to add in the ass?
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
We're just going to pretend like that didn't happen. You're
Vaughn
still
says,
not winning tickets, but
yeah.
Jiggling Jackrabbit's yeah. actually does sound like some New Mexico. That's a New Mexico beer.
Or it sounds like something Robin would say in the 1960s Batman. Oh.
Jiggling
Jackrabbit's
Batman. That's true, Nick. Vaughn, this is disgusting. Yellow Streams Brewery. No, thank you.
No.
I'm
pass.
Staying away from the Yellow Streams. And Eric says Stinky Quat Brewery. What is... All right.
What
Nick,
people?
Tweet out the bonk to all of the friends of the Grum.
Yep.
See, Steve-O says Twisted Wiener Brewing. What?
What does that even...
Shank Beaver Station Club. Faney Snake Brewery. All of you are going to horny jail. Good Lord. And they weren't even listening to the conversation we were having off the air during the break.
I would expect these kind of names from Nick.
Seriously. Joe says Pounding Pie Mash Sour. Wow. Guys. Wow. All right. So, keep them coming. Oops.
Phrasing.
Yep. My bad, everybody. Yep. Just play it. Yeah, Jordan sended us a listeners today, and it's go to horny jail. Bonk, 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 bonk. Seriously.
We didn't even do this.
No.
None of our names were innuendos at all.
No, we were just normal. We were making fun.
I was literally making fun of hipster outdoorsy people like Josh.
Yeah.
Leafy Beaver might have been
that
like.
That was on you.
Yeah, that's on me, though.
Yeah.
But none of mine were.
Yeah, first he called it Beaver Leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we were trying to be like, oh, yeah, outdoors
yeah,
with the descriptor.
Yeah, I was strictly making fun of people who go on hikes for fun.
Oh, that sounds awesome, right?
I hate it.
I used to hate hikes. And now I'm like, oh, how fun would it be if we went on a hike?
There, I refuse.
You remember that website, Things White People Like?
Yeah, hiking.
Is hiking on there?
Hiking is...
White
hiking,
people love hiking.
Hiking, camping.
Well, the other day...
Craft breweries. Oh, that's a whole...
There is a few, the unbearable whiteness of hiking and how to solve it is the first story, and white people like hiking is the second. I did So the other day, somebody texted me. We were talking about Husker football, and they mentioned Matt Rhule wearing shorts at practice the other day. And it reminded me of that blog, Things White People Like. And the one that I always love is shorts. Just shorts in general. Yeah. And the whole story is about how white people love that time of year when you can break out shorts for the first time.
You wear shorts and a hoodie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody was being critical, because I was critical of Matt Rhule's garbage hoodie earlier this week. And
you hate their hoodies.
It's horrible. But they were being critical of him wearing hoodie and shorts.
No, that's like the most Nebraska thing you can do.
I love hoodie and shorts weather. Yeah. It's the best weather.
Oh, that's some prime Midwestern.
Yeah, that's hardcore Midwest.
Is this an age thing where like the olds don't like the hoodies and the shorts?
Well, we know how certain former coaches felt about hoodies in general.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Guy sold his house for $3.5 million.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he needs the money. I don't know what the demographic of people is that don't like hoodies and shorts. I think it's just people that are wrong.
Good take. I like that.
I know you said shorts are a white people thing. Shorts are great. I think shorts are for everyone.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Cargo shorts are pretty white people.
I haven't worn those.
And they're coming back, apparently.
Again?
Folks. Yeah.
I haven't worn those in years.
It's a trend that is returning.
I loved them for a while, and then I got out of, I took off the cargo shorts and I put on regular shorts.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll go back.
No, probably not.
I don't think I'll go back.
I don't have to carry that many things.
That's true. Yeah, that's what I always... I used to have things.
I used to, I used to put stuff in there. Mm. Random things.
Mm.
Well, like gum or,
other things.
Like...
Speaking of innuendos. All right. My mom texts in. All your listeners are grounded. Yes, seriously, guys. And then finally, before we go to break, and we'll come back and we'll talk Creighton basketball. Kelsey says, I was going to say Pink Squirrel Brewing, but I didn't feel that's... not innuendo-y enough.
No, they don't have to.
They don't have to be innuendos.
We don't want innuendos.
We literally don't want innuendos.
Preferably not.
Shang Ping Appreciation Club has also followed up. Veiny Snake Brewery is located at 69th and Cumming.
Nice.
You could do like Fuzzy Squirrel Brewery.
There you go.
That sounds like a Colorado brewery.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
It does sound a little sexual.
It does sound a little sexual.
But it's not like really.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't even know what that means. Like Fuzzy Squirrel? Like, what is that? I don't know.
Jordan says Naughty Coyotes, but K-N-O-T-T-Y.
So Naughty Coyotes so it'd be are Naughty, Naughty
like,
Coyotes.
Like the knotted root. It could be like, like Howling Coyote is definitely a...
Oh, absolutely. That's a good one.
That's somewhere in the woods.
See, this is how easy this is, friends of
Howling
the Grum.
Howling Coyote is like a Wyoming beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I've never been to... Well, I've probably driven through there.
Wyoming doesn't exist as far as I know.
Never been there?
No.
So it's just a myth in your mind?
It's trees. Like, what else is... It's trees.
I think there's a mountain or two.
Tyler texts in. Micro Bush Brewing, Whispering Eye Brewing. Good Lord. All of you are going to Horny Jail. All of you.
Like, just everybody just go, like, during the break, I just need you to go pray and, like, reflect on your sins.
Yeah, if you can go talk to a father, apologize.
We genuinely want to give you these tickets.
Yeah.
But you need to try harder.
You got
to
do better.
You can't just do innuendos.
I just did three right here and wasn't even trying.
Stop being so sexual.
I've been doing
everybody.
A radio show and you guys can't eat. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Good Lord. All right, when we come back, we'll look at tonight's Creighton and Princeton game. Kent Wagamot's going to join us in about 20 minutes as well.
For vengeance!
Vengeance with BJ Novak from The Office.
And John Mayer.
And Ashton Kutcher. Yeah,
John
Mayer, that's right.
John Mayer was in
there.
At
the very beginning
briefly.
Of the movie. All right, more to come. It is on Sportsmanlike Conduct here on 1620 The Zone.
Woodhouse Chevy in Missouri Valley. You know, the truck that gets the job done each and every time is... the Chevy Silverado. And right now, it is truck month here in the month of March at Woodhouse Chevy in Missouri Valley. And right now, you can get 0% APR for 36 months plus $1,000 cash allowance and no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500. Or lease a 2022 Silverado 1500 for $479 a month for 36 months. 10,000 miles per year. See Woodhouse Chevy's entire selection of 2022 Silverados and schedule a test drive today at WoodhouseGM.com. In fact, you can almost do the entire shopping experience right there on your computer at WoodhouseGM.com because you can value your trade, fill out the credit app, chat with their knowledgeable, friendly staff. So much right there at WoodhouseGM.com. But don't forget, you can always find them at their permanent location just off I-29, exit 75 in Missouri Valley. So go anywhere this year in a new Chevy Silverado and find new roads to Woodhouse Chevy, Missouri Valley, or WoodhouseGM.com. With approved credit, see dealer for details, expires 3/31/23.